I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois is expanding support for public libraries across the state. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius led a legislative effort to change the equalization aid grant formula, increasing eligibility from 17 to 108 public libraries, including the ones in Murfreesboro, Benton, West Frankfort, DuQuoin, and Jonesboro. The new state funding formula raises the minimum funding level from $7.50 to $17.50 per person in a library's service population, helping libraries in low-tax-based communities afford materials and facility upgrades. Janulia says while the federal government threatens to cut programs, Illinois will continue investing in its residents and communities.
In an age where information is both a privilege and a fundamental right, when we invest in our libraries and sustain them, we're not merely supporting local institutions, we're tearing down systemic barriers and bridging the gaps to ensure equitable access for everyone.
To qualify for funding, libraries must uphold the American Library Association's Bill of Rights, ensuring materials aren't removed due to partisan or personal disapproval. A push to address a spike in recent political violence awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's approval, Mawa Iqbal reports.
The measure would allow public officials to request their personal information not be posted online by a government agency, person, or business. Democratic State Senator Adrian Johnson read a list of political attacks this year to justify the bill.
2025 assassination attempt against Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. 2025 assassination of Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and has also wounded another member of the Minnesota legislature. 2025 assassination of Charlie Clark.
An entity that posts an official's home address and phone number knowing it could pose a safety threat could face prison time. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Agriculture Director Jerry Costello II has received the Honorary American FFA degree, the National FFA Organization's highest honor. It's for his longtime support of agricultural education. The award was presented during the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Illinois FFA Center Director Mindy Bunselmeyer praised Costello's personal investment in students statewide.